I am all for progress, but that doesn't mean we have to discard old traditions. One throwback that still has its place is the Western cattle drive. Long before semis loaded with livestock barreled down superhighways, moving cattle to winter pastures happened the old-fashioned way, on horseback. For 1 week in November, I was a drover on the 104th Annual Honeywell Ranch Cattle Drive. Six generations of Honeywells have kept Western heritage alive on their ranch in Bridgeport, California, since 1861. I was part of a motley crew of real and wannabe cowboys who drove 519 dogies 60 miles to their winter pasture in Smith Valley, Nevada. Most of the Red Angus cows were pregnant, so our pace was a leisurely stroll through sage-covered canyons and high desert rather than a bonanza-style stampede. It was refreshing to slow the spigot of life to a trickle and focus on only a few tasks. Each morning before sunrise, we donned our chinks, wild rags, and boots, saddled up, and pushed the herd through pinyon-covered canyons to the next destination. Astride my dun mare, I watched as jackrabbits scampered into the sagebrush and clouds gathered over the eastern Sierras. We kept an eye on the cows in case a renegade group broke away or got lost in the willows. During long hours in the saddle, I talked to my fellow drovers, a sugar beet rancher from Salinas, a retired justice from Scotland, a restaurateur from Chicago, and even a scientist at Google. At dinner the final evening, a woman from Wales captured the essence of the week when she said she experienced Eiliadau Tragwyddol, which means in Welsh, eternal moments of utter peace that she will treasure forever. I couldn't have said it better myself in any language. Here's hoping this cherished Western tradition outlasts us all. With a perspective, I'm Laura Deck.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.